Let's now move to agenda item 3, in which we hear reports from the FAO, WHO, regional coordinating committees. I will invite the coordinators of each committee, each to provide a very short report. Please do not exceed 3 minutes. Delegates, this item is for information only, not for discussion, as the issues specifically referred to coordinating committees will be discussed under agenda item 10, matters referred. So, let us begin with the Coordinating Committee for Africa, and I ask the delegation of Ghana to please make your short speech. Ghana, please.
Thank you, Chairperson Karen. The Coordinating Committee for Africa met in Accra for its 19th session from the 1st to the 4th of February 2011. By courtesy of the Government of Ghana. This session, as reported, was chaired by my good self as coordinator, and we had 176 delegates, advisors, and observers representing 36 member countries. We considered topics on the implementation of the strategic plan. We also considered topics related to the plan of the African continent. We spent quite a bit of time talking about the activities that are complementary to the work of the Codex Tracks Fund, and matters on national food control systems. In all, it was a very useful meeting that showed great engagement of delegations on the matters that were put before us. And we are grateful to FAO, WHO for their support, Codex Tracks Fund, and other governments that have provided support for some delegations to participate at this meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Ghana. Next, I would ask the delegation of Indonesia to give us the report from the Coordinating Committee for Asia. Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The report from the 17th session of CC Asia, draft and proposed draft standard and related text for adoption step H and step 5/H of the procedure. The coordinating committee forwarded draft regional standard for eligible sago flour for adoption at step H. Proposed draft regional standard for chili salt for adoption at steps 5/H. And then other matter for approval, the coordinating committee agreed to nominate Japan for the appointment as regional coordinator and to include a provision for food additive in the regional standard for fermented soybean paste, Codex 10-298R2009. And to forward proposal for new work on regional standard for tempeh and regional standard for durian. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Indonesia. I would now turn to the delegation of Poland to provide a report from the Coordinating Committee for Europe. Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland, as a regional coordinator for Europe, is pleased to give a summary of the 27th session of the CC Euro, which took place in Warsaw, Poland, from 5th to 8th of October 2010. Having a limited time, I would like to mention only some of the issues considered by the committee, as the whole report was distributed by the Codex Secretariat. Amongst others, the committee considered the preparation of a strategic plan for 2014-2019, CC Euro agreed that Goal 2 should be rewarded to read as promoting widest and consistent application of risk analysis. The committee noted that risk management is not only based on science, but other legitimate factors should be sufficiently defined and considered in Codex including guidance on how to apply them in practice. Regarding options for physical working groups, CCEuro noted that in order to ensure openness, inclusiveness and transparency, working groups should remain open to all members and observers. The committee also expressed its opposition towards adoption of MALs for ractopamine. CCEuro agreed to propose new work on the revision of the regional standard for fresh fungus chanterelle and the development of new regional standard for iron. The committee agreed to nominate Poland as coordinator for Europe for a second term, subject to appointment by the 34th session of the Commission. The committee noted the expressions of interest of the delegations of Turkey and Georgia to co-host the next session of the committee. At the end, I would like to mention that FAO and WHO, in cooperation with Poland and financial support from the Codex Trust Fund and the Polish government, arranged on the 4th of October 2010 a pre-CCEuro workshop on food safety risk analysis, development, national food safety systems and Codex standards. I also encourage to visit the website dedicated to the regional committee, www.ccEuro.pl, where many pieces of useful information, including the workshop report, were published. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Poland. I'd like to invite the delegation of Mexico to present the report from the Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. Mexico, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The meeting was held in Acapulco, Mexico, in November 2010. The most important items that were looked at during this meeting for the Commission was that there will be the submission of a pre-project for Canto Coyote and Lucuma. We've seen that we have to look at the questionness and private standards. A number of recommendations are made to the Commission, including the need to strengthen the Codex, SCPS, and for the follow-up on private standards, and the members of the Codex will have to approve this work. It was agreed that also we'll look into automatic translation. We're going to have a standards because there's differing national legislation. This could give rise to some trade obstacles, and the standard will have to focus on the various optional ingredients as well. We also have to maintain our focus on the fiduciary fund, the trust fund, and maintain support for participation of a number of countries that cannot actually pay for their participation, even though they would like to attend. There was a need also for further capacity building for national bodies for the examination of foods, working together with Codex, and also have the support of the drafting of a world standard for Panela. And a proposal was made for Costa Rica as the new coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mexico. I now turn to the delegation of Tunisia to report on the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. Tunisia, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. The Coordinating Committee of the Near East met in Hammamet in Tunisia from the 23rd to the 27th of May 2011. And in view of the exceptional circumstances, some Arab states went through 28 delegates representing six countries and two observers from outside of the region attended those meetings, and Mrs. Karen Ulbeck. With regards to the important items that were studied by the committee, the discussion paper about distributing document at the right time, and in this context, the Coordinating Committee of the Near East emphasized on the importance of providing documents and standards in the Arabic language on time, so as to allow the members to participate in commenting within the time frames that are given. and also some guidelines were discussed about follow-up measures and the study of the private standards, and also a proposal on cooked food, because cooked cheese, because this is largely used in the region and in other countries, and the national standards differ from one country to another, and this could be an obstacle before trade, and we have to define the different components of the food consumed by children in particular, and to come up with regional standards in the absence of international standards, and also to implement a strategic plan for 2008 and 2013, and to crystallize a new strategic plan for 2013 to 2018. As for the appointment of the regional coordinator, Lebanon showed an interest to be the next coordinator for the region, but because of the very few numbers of delegates in the meeting, the coordinating meeting decided that they consult the other countries during this session and during a meeting that will take place today at noon, and we should receive nominations before this evening. As for the topics and proposals that will be adopted soon, the coordinating commission came up with a project concerning foods that are sold in the streets, and has also looked into the regional standards for harissa, and the proposed draft regional for the halawa tahiniya. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, delegation of Tunisia. I will now turn to, I see the flag of Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسي الرئيسة ولكن لنا ملحوظة صغيرة على التقرير الوارد في الشقيقة تونس وهو أن وفد مصر
We have an observation.
راح وأعتقد أن المناقشة مرة أخرى في الاجتماع
Egypt wished to present his report, who wanted to discuss this during the lunch meeting so as to adopt the necessary measures that are required. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Egypt. Please bring those issues to your meeting. Now we will turn to the delegation of Tonga to provide a report from the Coordinating Committee for North America and the Southwest Pacific. Tonga, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 11th session of the Coordinating Committee for North America and South Pacific was held in Nuku'alofa, Tonga, from the 28th of September to the 1st of October 2010. The session was attended by 25 delegates from 13 member countries and one observer organization. The committee expressed its appreciation to FAO and WHO for the technical assistance and scientific advice, and identified priority areas for future capacity development activities. The committee also generally supported to shift the emphasis of the Codex Trust Fund from Objective 1 to Objective 2 and 3, and generally agreed that there was a need to ensure that graduate countries continue to participate in Codex meetings. The committee reviewed the status of implementation of the current strategic plan for CC-NASWAP and agreed on the process for preparing the new strategic plan 2014 to 2018. The committee also noted recent developments in current status of food control systems, training and capacity building activities, priority areas for implementation of the regional strategic plan, and the use of the Codex standards in the region. The committee agreed to consider at its next session a revised discussion paper on cover. Finally, the committee unanimously agreed to recommend to the 34th session of the Commission that Papua New Guinea be appointed as the new coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Tonga. And thank you all for your concise reports, informational and concise reports. We will now move to agenda item 4.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Normally at this stage we confirm the coordinators who have been appointed, but in the case as the region for Near East needs to have further consultation, then when we get the outcome of the consultations in the Near East region, we will proceed to officially confirm the nomination of the coordinators from all the regions. Thank you, Madam Chair.